Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
It is the Chicks Talking Footy broadcast from Etihad. I'm Beck and I'm here with Bree. Bree, we're back.
We're off the bench. We're off the bench. We're super subs.
We must have performed well. Now, we are lucky to have three special people with us today. Firstly, we have David Gould from Carlton Pride, the Carlton LGBTI supporter group. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And then, Bree, we're super lucky because we've got international guests. We have Thomas and Clement. Have I pronounced it properly?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Oh, look at that sound. That accent.
I know. They're all the way from France.
I'm melting, yes.
I know. And they've come here via Sports Host to connect travellers with local sporting events. So thank you all of us for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Thomas, how's your first game of AFL going?
Pretty well. I think the score is pretty amazing tonight. not about Sydney winning. I don't have really AFL team, but it was really interesting. I keep learning about the rules. You know, they are like different for foreigners, and but it's really interesting. I like the runners. I didn't really understand what.
Oh, the
those,
runners!
Yes.
Oh, you don't understand
don't know,
what
no.
they're doing yet. No. You haven't worked out the rules.
I mean, now yes, but
I'll be honest. We follow it, and we don't understand what they're doing sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, they stay on the ground far too long. We know that.
Now, Clement, did you look at some of the rules before you came to the game tonight?
Actually, it's my second game.
You're an old pro.
Not really. I not understand really our rules. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. I'm a basketball player in France, so I like the sport, of course, and it's an amazing game.
Do you like the crowd involvement? They're a bit more involved than more than basketball.
More than basketball, it's difficult to say.
Okay,
but.
What I like is that you've both got your Hawks Pride, your Saints Pride, and your Carlton Pride badges on tonight. So you're not choosing a side?
No.
Come on.
No, I can't choose. I mean, my first side was Carlton.
Yeah. Well done, David.
Yeah, thanks. Well done. And you welcome as well. So thank you. And as memories, I got every I could take. So the Hawks.
The Hawks.
I got a sensor, yeah.
You've got a Jared McVay badge there.
Yes.
The Sands,
he's a good
Swans.
Player.
Yeah. He's a good player for the Swans.
Okay, I didn't know.
No, he is. You're good there. So why the Pride game? Why did you want to come tonight?
I don't know. I just wanted to go to an AFL game. And I was sure it was a special event. So there will be more more people maybe. Attractions, events, and anything. So it would be really interesting to go. And because I'm curious, I mean, it was a nice opportunity.
Why not? Do you have any Pride games in France? Are there any sports there that celebrate Pride games?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. We have Pride Day, Pride games, not sure.
No, I don't think so.
Well, maybe you need to go back there. Say, look, I've been on the radio in Australia. I've been to the Pride game. And maybe in basketball, Clement.
Maybe in basketball, yeah. It can be possible,
And what attracted you to Sports Host as a organization?
Actually, it was randomly. Like, I didn't know this startup before, and I catch up one of the girl from this startup on Facebook.
Yep.
And we started talking. I was suspicious at the beginning.
Well, it's the internet. You have to be suspicious.
Because with Facebook, you have to pay attention sometimes. So, and after I look at the website, everything, and it was, I think it's a really nice idea to connect travelers with locals. And so it was a good opportunity, and I said yes, I agree.
What about if we were coming to France, what game would you take us to, do you think? If we came to France,
yep.
What game could you take us to?
We're basketball players, yeah. So yeah. Of course, a basketball game.
But in France, it's... Basketball, it's not very interesting in France. You have to see soccer.
Yeah.
Soccer game.
Oh, the other football.
Yeah.
The other.
In Champions League.
Le Bleu.
The real football.
The real one, yeah.
How will they go at the World Cup, France?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's next week.
Yeah,
next
they
week.
Play Australia.
Oh, yes. It's 8 first game. We're ready
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, you ready for that?
We're ready for that, yeah.
I enjoy a cultural exchange. Now, David, Carlton Pride, how did it come about? Tell us everything.
Well, actually, I met with Carlton myself in November 2015 and said that I wanted to start a group. And then by the early months of the following year, I'd got two other people along, Dennis and Ben, and we started the group. And we now have an 8-member committee that meets monthly. And Carlton has been very, very supportive of the whole group and helping us along the way.
Well, that's a great story that we hear from so many of the LGBTI supporter groups, is that the club really embraces them.
Absolutely.
Is that something that happened from the get-go with Carlton?
No, I don't think it did straight away. I guess they wanted to see what would happen once I went away from the meeting. But once we got back to them, and we were three at that point, and we had a plan and we set down what we wanted to achieve, then they were very supportive from that moment on.
And what was it that you wanted to achieve?
We wanted to achieve an inclusive and safe environment for all gay people to be able to go to the football. And, of course, we're particularly concentrating on Carlton members, but we wanted to be respectful, and we want to also be a vehicle for education for people to understand about gay people and the fact that a lot of gay people don't feel safe at the football.
Mm. Now, David, your club paved the way and was part of the first AFLW Pride game.
We were.
As supporters, how does it make you feel to be a part of that?
It was fantastic. It was a great day, apart from the scoreboard on the day.
We won't talk about that.
But, look, we had a huge amount of support from Bulldogs fans and also from Carlton fans. And it was a great way of showcasing the game, but also showcasing the fact that gay and lesbian people are very involved in the game and want to be a part of it and want to feel safe when they do go.
And I think perhaps the other thing that was different we found with the AFLW Pride game was that because so many of the players themselves are out, there was a different kind of atmosphere with the players being so open and embracing it themselves. Did you find that?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the women are really showing the way in this.
As we often do, David, as
absolutely.
We often do.
I'd have to agree with that, especially standing here in front of both of you.
That's right.
And David, how does it feel to be here tonight, to be part of the third AFL Pride game?
It's been fantastic, despite the fact that, of course, we don't barrack for either of the teams playing, but to just sit out there in a huge number of people who have all the rainbow flags and colours in their scarves, etc., it just gives you a great feeling that you can come along, that you are accepted, you can be part of the game, and you can cheer along with everyone else, and it's fantastic to be able to do that.
And I think that's so wonderful that people from other clubs have wanted to come tonight. It's not even your club playing,
no.
But it was important for you to come.
Absolutely, and that's one of the great things about the Pride Collective is that we have got to know each other and we help each other in building our organisations, and in that way we're actually helping to build the game itself. And I think we're showing the way because a lot of clubs I don't think have too much contact with the other clubs because of the competitive nature of things. But I think the Pride groups don't see it like that. We see it as a cooperation between each other and in that way strengthen the game for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us from Carlton Pride tonight. Thank you, Thomas and Clement, for coming all the way from France. It's not we've never had international guests,
we haven't.
I don't
we've
think
gone
before.
International, yeah.
So feel free to go back, brag about us, tell everyone in France about Chicks Talking Footy.
And share the word about Sports Host as well with your friends, because it's a great concept.
We will, yeah, exactly.
No worries. We are here at the Pride game where Beck and Bree.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.